Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Representative Christine Watkins, who just finished a very busy legislative season, but now we're moving on, and we're going to talk about the latest plan that was released on Tuesday afternoon by Governor Gary Herbert. It's called the Utah Leads Together Plan. And first off, Representative Watkins, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you taking out the time to join us once again. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I know it's a very busy, hectic time, and everything that's gone on, it seems like the legislative process kind of got pushed aside, right? We had bigger news, and that's kind of what we're dealing with and talking with now, the Utah Leads Together plan that was released on Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, because actually this whole coronavirus pandemic is actually going to change some of the things we did in the legislature as far as the budget. So this is certainly unprecedented, and it's a big deal. And we know a lot of people are suffering, and so we're not meeting together a lot. We're doing everything by email and text messaging and phone and all of those kind of resources that we have. But this is really a pressing issue.
I know floating around on the website that you provided, coronavirus.utah.gov, the Utah Leads Together plan is there in full function. There's a picture of Governor Gary Herbert, and it says, quote, "Times like these bring out the best in people, and this is a time for Utah to shine." I find that quote so interesting because you and I were having a conversation just a few moments ago off the cuff, and you had mentioned that no state has put together a plan this extensive. And really, when you take a look at the virus itself, Utah's done a beautiful job at least containing it somewhat.
Yes, we're trying to flatten that curve, and as of today, we're there. We only had one new case verified in the last day or two, and we have lost someone, but they had a major underlying health issue, and that's one reason they were taken so quickly. So, we know we have people that have been that they've got the virus. So, but the state of Utah is not only doing everything can right now. They're projecting and planning for tomorrow and next week and the next week after that.
Well, let's talk about the Utah Leads Together plan. Tell me about the basics of this.
Well, it has three phases. There's the urgent phase, which we are in right now, and that started March 16th. And that is planned to last, and the nice part about this is there's not a deadline. Okay, it says in the plan it's going to last 8 to 12 weeks. Well, if at week 9 we think, oh, everything's going great, we are now to if a person has a virus, nobody around them gets it, then we're there. So at maybe 10 weeks, we go into the next phase, which is a stabilization phase. And it's expected to last 10 to 14 weeks, and they're really hoping 10. And it's the longest phase, and it's to make sure that there's no backtracking on the progress that we've made during the urgent phase. So we get out there, we've got the economic recovery going, we innovate as to how to help everybody get back and thriving, and then somewhere around in that 10-week time, hopefully we've gone into the recovery phase. And this is expected to last for 8 to 10 weeks, and they're hoping it'll be 8, because if everyone will do what we're all doing right now, these times can definitely be the shorter, not the longer. And this one will be to provide medical treatment all along, that is there. We already know they're working on vaccines, and so that we have all these things available, but hopefully we're not going to be using them so much at that time, and that we start ramping up our economic development. And so the nice part is we've got three phases: urgent, stabilization, and recovery. Each one has a time frame hooked to it, and if we do what we need to, we'll be there. And right now, the state's testing about 2,600 people a day, and their goal is 4,000. And we should be able to do that. We want to cut our transmission rate down to just, if you have it, nobody else gets it from you. And we were talking, you and I said this is through no fault of anyone's. And I know, because I've heard from so many people, that they're hurting financially, their businesses, let alone the fact that you can't get everything you want at the store. But I think that's certainly, I've noticed that it's already getting better as far as that go. People have kind of calmed down a little bit. So this is a real comprehensive plan. And if you were to go online and print it or look at it, under the stabilization phase, they have all these things that they're going to do. And with the public and private solutions as to what should be going on. And under the recovery phase, again, it'll have all these things that should be done, and the same the stabilization and then the recovery. And so it's really comprehensive. A lot of states, unfortunately, are being almost upended in the urgent phase because it's become such an issue for them.
Again, our guest right now is Representative Christine Watkins, as she talks about the plan that was released Tuesday afternoon by Governor Gary Herbert. It's called the Utah Leads Together Plan regarding the coronavirus in the current state. You mentioned it, three phases, the urgent phase, stabilization phase, and the recovery phase. The fact of the matter is, Representative Watkins, this is something that's going to take several months. We're not going to get out of this overnight. At least that's what this plan leads me to believe just by quickly glancing over it.
Yes, it doesn't say 1 week, and then the next one is 2 weeks, and the next one is another week. We're talking about a couple of months, hopefully just a couple of months in each phase. And so it just calls on all of us to do what I see on Facebook and under text messages of everybody helping each other with the social distancing. I mean, we're really lucky. We haven't even got a case here. If you look at the state map where all the cases are, they're up north, and the whole swath from east to west of our part of the state, there's no one yet. And I'd love it if we kept it that way.
I know in just kind of the synopsis of the plan, it states that the time frames, these are all estimates of the phases to give businesses and even just people the ability to kind of set concrete objectives, right? And that's the whole basis of this entire plan.
Yes. We're giving you time frames. We're telling you what you can plan on, what you can look to. And if you do your part, we'll get through this one way or another, but we want to get through it as quick as we can with the least amount of people becoming ill and the loss of life. Now, are we going to get through it with no one getting sick? Nope, because we already know we've got that, and we've already had one death. But we certainly don't want to be an Italy, and China's a whole different ballgame, but we don't want to be in Italy, although they had some issues over there. And if you've traveled in those countries, you know that in some of these countries, men just smoke profusely. And so they've already created a problem for themselves there. But we just want to have all the equipment available. We want to have people stay calm, stay at home if you're recovering, and quarantine yourself. And then if it starts to get bad, then you've get to the hospital, because they do have the equipment. We watched Congressman McAdams. He had to go to the hospital and be put on a ventilator. It got so bad for him, and he's not old. So I don't want anybody to think this is just an old person's thing. This can, thank goodness we know it's not a little kid thing, but we want everyone to protect themselves and to be safe and to stay healthy, so that once we get through this, you know, we can hold hands and say kumbaya, and oh boy, what a ride that was.
No doubt. No question. Again, you can find more information. Go to coronavirus.utah.gov. And again, it's the Utah Leads Together plan that was released by Governor Gary Herbert on Tuesday afternoon. Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, it's always so much fun to get you on. It's always so much fun to have a conversation with you. I really appreciate your time today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again relatively soon, and we can keep updates on this Utah Leads Together plan.
You bet. If anything changes, I'll give you a call.
Again, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.